Hey, my name is Sam Walsh, and right now I'm sitting down with two members of Chatham Rise. They just got done playing a wonderful performance right here in our studio at Radio K. They've got a new album coming out called Metal Suite, and that you can get that May 25th. But I hear if you go to the show tomorrow, we might be able to hear something early, right? First of all, thank you guys both for being here. Yeah, I'm sitting down with Colin, who plays guitar and sings, and Brian, who plays bass and gets to talk. In this interview, right? Yeah, thank you guys so much for being here.
Thanks for having us here. We had a really good time playing.
Thanks, yeah. It means a lot to have great bands like you guys. So I'd love to know, where are each of you from and what is it known for?
I'm from Minneapolis, so... regarding the band's name is Chatham Rise, and that's an actual geographic location. And it's a underwater plateau that's off the coast of New Zealand. And the key about that is that it sits under the surface, but it also sits on the second largest fault line in the world. So it's like calm, but with a presence of danger at all times.
I like that. I did look it up, what it meant. I was curious, and that explanation makes total sense. Did you think about that band name before or after you had some songs written down? Was that something that you were like, we've got this sound, it reminds me of Chatham Rise, or were you like, we're going to try and make some songs out based off of this fault?
Based on the stuff that we were writing and the sounds that we were coming off with, it had the feel of being underwater, and people who had heard some of our earlier recordings said the same thing, and so I decided to try and find something that, you know, had some significance there. So
I like that, though. The feeling of underwater, you guys really kind of, I definitely feel that with all the reverb going on. There's so many different kinds of reverb going on. I definitely get that vibe from it. Brian, where are you from and what is it known for?
So I'm from here.
What does here mean?
Here means, Minneapolis. Out in the suburbs, and I love being from this area, just because there's so much great music that comes out of this area. I love that we have I love winter, because it kind of brings all of us together. And in my history, I've played in different bands, and it's a time when everybody kind of huddles together and gets the opportunity to really make music, and we're not necessarily outside as much. So
sure.
So really, I love being from this town and the way that we can kind of all bond in these colder months.
I like that. Yeah, and forced, right? We're just kind of out of it with 6 months of winter. It's good to
longer
write some,
this year.
Yeah, write some songs, right?
And I think that colder vibe kind of resonates with people in the northern hemisphere. It seems like we have more of a fan base across the north in Scandinavia and over in Siberia. So
interesting.
Yeah, it's like people think it kind of helps them get through this cold months.
No, I mean, that makes total sense. Looking out the polar opposite, no pun intended, but you look out to California, where it's all these sunny vibes and stuff like that, and everybody kind of rallies around that. It makes total sense that the north, people who have to deal with the cold, like music that makes them feel comfortable in the cold. Yeah, I like that. I'd love to know, what was the first show that either of you ever went to? And I'd like to know both the band and the venue.
So my first show that I went to was a couple of members of the Grateful Dead. And my uncle brought me when I was in fourth grade. And awesome experience. It was at the Orpheum.
Wow.
And yeah, it was just I was blown away. Bruce Coburn opened, and I had never heard his name before. And he was this amazing guitar player, singer, and fourth grade, everybody's listening to pop music on the radio. Just very, very fortunate that my uncle was able to bring me to that.
What a cool uncle, right? And now you're in a psychedelic van right now. That's wonderful. Nothing's changed, right? That's funny. Colin, what about you?
I was very young as well at my first concert, and I went and saw Blondie and Elvis Costello.
Oh my goodness.
At a stadium that's no longer standing. So
which one?
it was Parade Stadium, like right where the Sculpture Garden used to be, is now.
Sure, there I've used never
to be
personally
a,
heard of
there
that.
There used to be a stadium there.
That's so awesome. That's yeah. quite the, both of those concerts are. That would have been amazing. Yeah. And how old were you, sorry, when you saw Blondie and...
9, maybe.
Dang. That's so... Every time I ask that question, it amazes me at, like, how young people were when they had these experiences. It just makes me jealous, honestly. So I'd love to ask you guys if you had to pick either Bob Dylan or Prince to cover one of your songs, which song would they cover? And why would you, what would they bring to the table when they cover your song?
Go for it, bro.
Well, so I can say who I would want to cover it. And mm-hmm. I think that would be Prince for sure. I don't know which song though. I think you're gonna have to help me with that, Colin, because I also am really bad with song names. I have an issue sometimes looking at a set list and knowing what the name actually represents.
That's funny.
I think Prince would actually do a pretty cool cover of Meadow Sweet.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
I think so too.
Throw some nice solos into
yeah.
that song.
Oh yeah, there'd be some pretty amazing guitar work in there for sure.
Yeah.
I love to see what he would do with his dance moves on the cover of a song, like a kind of a psychedelic, long winded kind of song like that. It'd be wonderful to see what he would come up with. Yeah. Interesting.
And it would be kind of cool to hear, you know, it's a new song, but I think Bob Dylan could probably pull off the riddle really well. Mm. You'd have that kind of nasal voice.
Yeah, I can totally hear it. That would be really fun. Can we just, how about if we put both of them together in a room?
We'll call
and
them.
And just like, they can do a split EP.
That'd be pretty hard.
I think that's the real answer to the question, is both of them, right? That's interesting. I wonder if they would. I don't think they would collaborate well with each other. I think they would totally butt heads. How did Chatham Rise start playing together?
We were all at a show. I think it was like November of 2008. And it was the Black Angels and the Warlocks at Turf Club.
Oh.
And we all played the right instruments and we're all hanging out together. And when we saw that show, a few of us had started writing some songs, but we didn't have a band. And the other guys in the band are like, yeah, let's do it. And they got the vibe from that show. So,
and that was great. So then 2008, so then a couple of years later, the first EP that you guys put on, No One, that came 2011, right? So the band, it's been going for quite some time now. And I'd love to ask about the members in the band and how they've changed over the years. Like, so tonight or today, you came in with a cello player who's not always going to be there.
Sophia Deutsch.
Shout out to her.
We had a song that we wanted, the riddle that we wanted to add cello to, and I had heard about her and actually approached her initially, but we were in kind of a bind. We wanted to get the record finished, and so we had an auxiliary player from Portugal, Helena Espal. She actually did the recording. And then afterwards, Sophia heard it, and she said, I want to play this song. So,
oh, cool. So you got her
after
that.
Yeah, so she's going to be joining us tomorrow night.
That's awesome. Will she on Sunday as well? She'd be making
She's not going to make it Sunday.
Okay.
So just Saturday show.
Well, then even more reason to go out and check them out, right?
Yep.
Yeah, and if you're listening right now, you can check them out on, they'll be playing at the Main Room tomorrow with Brian Jonestown Massacre, sorry. I've got one more question for you guys, and that's what is the thing that you guys are looking forward to the most in the band's future? Whether it be the new album or the show, or if you've got new music you're working on or anything.
I'm really looking forward to this weekend. Brian Jonestown Massacre is my favorite band of all time, so
really
appreciate the opportunity to play with those guys. And, you know, if Slow Dive or Ride or Spiritualized, any of you guys are out there listening, we'd love to play a show with you too. So,
heck yeah. Brian, what are you looking forward to most?
Really just the next time we get together and play. I just live for playing. And so, like anytime, especially if we can play in front of a crowd, that just it totally energizes me, and just it's like that is my favorite place to be, is just kind of just performing and making music. So that's what I look forward to most, is just it's always just as soon as it's over, I'm looking forward to the next time.
That's awesome. Well, those are two great replies that really brings it in to like why we all participate in the music industry. So yeah, well, good luck with everything, seriously, and thank you guys so much for coming in here.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah,
thanks a lot.
Thanks. You just heard from Chatham Rise live right here in our studio at Radio K. You can check them out online or in real life this Saturday, May 12th at the First Avenue Main Room. They'll be playing with Brian Jonestown Massacre, and check out their new album that they've got coming out called Metal Suite. Keep an eye out for that. But for now, let's get back to the music right here on Radio K, Real College Radio.